Ladies and gentlemen, today I have several significant announcements to make. Before speaking the first 25-word announcement, it will be of interest to telephone some friend to join this audience. I feel certain that the 25 words will merit wide attention. Therefore, a brief interval of 5 minutes will elapse, and during this time, the Little Flower Choristers will sing Carmino Ostrov by Rubinstein. Immediately following this organ selection and the choristers, I shall return to the microphone with the first announcement.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, before making the first 25-word announcement, which concerns Father Coughlin and yourselves, may I thank the hundreds of thousands of persons in his name who have written to him requesting a copy of Father Fahey's carefully documented book, The Rulers of Russia. These requests are being honored as rapidly as scores of clerks can handle the mailing operation. Those in this audience who desire to obtain a complimentary copy of this astounding book, The Rulers of Russia, can do so by writing directly to Father Coughlin at Royal Oak, Michigan. The clerks will be glad to accommodate you at their earliest convenience. And now for the first 25-word significant announcement. I am instructed to say, quote, Father Coughlin will not address you today. No person will address you today over this microphone. I am not authorized to give any explanation, unquote. Following a musical presentation by the Little Flower Choristers, I will return to the microphone with the second important announcement. And now listen to the Little Flower Choristers as they sing the hymn Ave Verum and O Sacred Head from the Bach Passion.
Thank you.
The second significant announcement. I am instructed to say, quote, pay no heed to idle rumors which will be circulated this week. Be assured Father Coughlin knows what he is doing. He knows why neither he nor any other person is speaking over this microphone today. Probably events transpiring this week will enlighten you, unquote. And now, after the following musical selection, I have still a third announcement to make relative to this subject. We hear now our organist, Mr. Cyril Guttrell, playing Ludwig van Beethoven's Prelude. Attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. Do not be alarmed. We confidently expect that Father Coughlin will return to the microphone next Sunday. By all means, do your share to have his largest audience ready to hear his message. We are pleased to announce another increase in the circulation of Social Justice Magazine. It is gratifying that so many thousands of persons are adding their names to our subscription list each week, thereby indicating their genuine interest in maintaining the fearless voice of Father Coughlin on the air. You are invited, particularly during these crucial days, to manifest your support in him and in Social Justice Magazine, which likewise fearlessly tells the truth as its competent editors see it. Because of the widespread interest which next Sunday's broadcast will arouse, and because of the publicity which it will give to hitherto little-known facts, literally millions of persons will desire to have a printed copy thereof. Social Justice Magazine will print in full the text of this speech together with added information. Arrange this week, therefore, to secure your copy of Social Justice Magazine. And a warning. Be advised that Father Coughlin will not enlarge upon the announcements made today. He will not give out any information disclosing the contents of next Sunday's broadcast. Write therefore to him directly at Royal Oak, Michigan, not only for a copy of the informative book, The Rulers of Russia, but also for your printed copy of the address which he will deliver over these same stations and at this same hour, 1 week from today. And now, ladies and gentlemen, again we hear the little flower choristers as they sing Sanctus and Benedictus from the Messe Solemne by Charles Gounod.
Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen, because of the many telephone calls coming to our switchboard, inquiring of Father Coughlin's absence from this program, it is expedient at this time to condense the preceding announcements. First, I am instructed to say, quote, Father Coughlin will not address you today. No person will address you today over this microphone. I am not authorized to give any explanation, unquote. And the second announcement, quote, pay no heed to idle rumors which will be circulated this week. Be assured Father Coughlin knows what he is doing. He knows why neither he nor any other person is speaking over this microphone today. Probably events transpiring this week will enlighten you, unquote. And the third announcement, do not be alarmed, ladies and gentlemen. We confidently expect that Father Coughlin will return to the microphone next Sunday. By all means, do your share to have his largest audience ready to hear his message. And now once again we hear the Little Flower Choristers as they sing the hymn, O Come Divine Messiah. And now, ladies and gentlemen, from the many works composed by our organist, Mr. Cyril Guthrow, we hear him play the Largo from the Symphony for Organ. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, we hear the Little Flower Choristers as they sing the Ave Maria by Bach Gounod. Thank you. And now, once again from the works of Charles Gounod, we hear the Little Flower Choristers and their selection, O Divine Redeemer.
Thank you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, our concluding selection, the Little Flower Choristers sing The Lord's Prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, again may I say that all those in this audience who desire copies of the book, The Rulers of Russia, and especially those who desire a copy of next Sunday's address by Father Coughlin, please direct your request to Father Coughlin at Royal Oak, Michigan. And be sure that you and your friends are with us at this same time next Sunday. Ladies and gentlemen, we have presented the regular Sunday afternoon program of Father Charles E. Coughlin from the Shrine of the Little Flower at Royal Oak in Michigan. Your dial is set at 1,250 kilocycles. WHBI, Hoyt Brothers Incorporated, Newark, New Jersey.